So thank you all for hanging in there. I know I stand between you and a really exciting business meeting coming up. So do want to recognize co-authors Dr. Walker, who was not able to be here, and Dr. Williams, who did a huge amount of work. His lab did a huge amount of work for us in doing these analyses that we're going to be sharing. So carbamazepine, I won't go through all the details of it. You're very familiar with it at this point. Just the key point being, like a number of other things, it's resistant to wastewater treatment processes. Meow, in 2005, identified that 29% of it in aqueous phase was removed after secondary treatment. Zoe et al. Identified that 54% was removed after tertiary treatment. So a huge amount remains even after tertiary treatment. Penn State currently irrigates all of its wastewater from the campus, so it does not go into the typical wastewater stream. It's been a research project that's been ongoing since the 60s, related to irrigation of cropland, forested land, and grassland. It became a full-scale operation in 1983. Approximately 2.7 million gallons per day is delivered through the system. 365 days a year, we are permitted by DEP to add 102 inches per year. So in terms of water amount, it's like a tropical climate, though it's not warm like a tropical climate. When it is applied in the winter, there's ice on the ground, as you might imagine, and that ice does disappear because the wastewater is warm, which is one of the key reasons we initially, the project was started, was because of concerns about a cold water fishery and having impacts on cold water fishery because of the warm wastewater. There are two sites totaling around 200 hectares, three types of land cover, cropped fields, grass fields, and forested areas. We have two sites, an astronomy site and a game land site. Today when I talk about the research results, it will be from this this site called the astronomy site. So one was to, for our purposes, quantify concentrations of carbamazepine in the wastewater effluent. Secondly, quantify the concentrations in soils receiving wastewater irrigation. And finally, look at the effect of land use on the concentrations in soils. Obviously, it's going to be tied to organic carbon. We also looked at pH and electrical conductivity, and I'll explain the EC in a minute. So we took samples from three key areas in a cropped system, three areas in a grassed system. So these are this is a grassland area, irrigated, not been cropped recently. And then this is a forested area. The soils are generally Hagerstown or Hublersburg silt loams. So very similar. The A horizon is about 30 centimeters. B horizon dominated a lot of clay in the B horizon, obviously, greater than 30 centimeters. There's an O horizon present in the forested areas. Some places in this area, the unconsolidated material is greater than 100 feet deep. It's a limestone bedrock, so it's a karst topography, so we have real concerns around long-term implications for groundwater. We're seeing, in previous studies, we've seen redoxymorphic features show up within the top 5 feet or so, and so there's concern about a lot of water being in the system. We have reducing conditions. That's an issue with respect to a whole bunch of other things going on in the system. The soil samples were 120 centimeter cores, 4 foot cores. Took 3 cores per land use. They were immediately refrigerated and subsampled at 0, 7.5, 15, 30, 60, and 120 centimeters. Analyzed for carbamazepine, organic carbon, pH, and electrical conductivity. The extractions, I won't go into all the details, but basically small amounts of soil, 5 grams of soil, 20 mils of acetonitrile, 2-hour extractions, centrifugation, and then about half of that, 20 mils, was removed and concentrated. We sent those samples then to Dr. Williams, and he did the analysis on his tandem mass spec. We also did wastewater extraction and concentration using solid phase extraction cartridges. Let's give you a sense of what the wastewater characteristics are. BOD, 8 milligrams per liter. pretty low specific conductance, 1100 micromoles per centimeter, or roughly 1.1 decisiemens per meter, for those of you familiar with decisiemens per meter. pH is around 7. Nitrate is just above the drinking water standard at 12. This gives a distribution of organic carbon in the soil. See that basically we have higher organic carbon contents in the forested areas in contrast to the grassed areas, and a little bit lower concentration in the cropped areas. We're not real sure what's going on here, but there was were more than one sample with higher organic carbons at that 120 centimeter depth in the cropped areas. So there may be some organic carbon basically moving down through the profile and being held up at one of the clay layers down below. Looked at electrical conductivity, and I apologize, the slide says decisiemens per meter, but that would be a 2.5 if it was decisiemens per meter. Basically similar trends in terms of higher concentrations near the surface and decreasing downward. If we look at the mean total amount of salt in that soil profile in contrast to what's being applied, we have about 1 year of total salt accumulation from the wastewater in the top 120 centimeters. So this depth of 120 centimeters represents about 1 year's worth of wastewater application. This represents the carbamazepine concentrations. Again, no surprises here that forested areas, the higher organic carbon, are going to have higher carbamazepine concentrations, around 5 nanograms per gram. Lowest concentrations are in the cropped area, which had the lowest organic carbon concentrations. And we have a decrease then down through the profile. Forested area, we seem to have a little bit of carbamazepine found at the 120 centimeters. There was no carbamazepine found at 120 centimeters on the grassed area or on the cropped area. If you add up all the carbamazepine, roughly, that's been applied over the last, 25 years or so, the carbamazepine, on average, through these profiles is about 15 years worth of application. So as we look at where is the carbamazepine, cropped systems versus forested systems versus grass systems, distribution is right near the surface. That 0 inches really is 0 to about 1 centimeter. Then the 3 inches is, again, 1 centimeter down to 6 inches, or 4 inches, I'm sorry, and then the 6 inches is 4 to 8 inches. So high concentration, obviously, in the forested areas. We look at, so what shows up where the carbamazepine is, obviously we're going to have high carbamazepine where we have high organic carbon. We also have generally a fairly good relationship between carbamazepine and electrical conductivity, just basically because we have high ECs in the surface as opposed to down deeper into soil profiles. And didn't see any clear indication of relationship between carbamazepine concentrations and soil pHs. pHs pretty much are dominating around 6.5. At the deeper depths, pHs are down around 5.25, 5.5. So in summary, we successfully detected carbamazepine. Thank you, Dr. Williams. The forested land had the highest concentrations, no surprise. There are strong correlations between the carbamazepine concentrations and organic carbon, as well as pretty good correlations with electrical conductivity. Looking forward to extending the study to some other compounds. So during this presentation, Dr. Walker loves to finish his presentations like this. So during this presentation, the wastewater irrigation facility at Penn State irrigated 20,000 gallons of wastewater. About 16,000 gallons of that was used for aquifer recharge. On average, provided additional tertiary treatment to the wastewater without huge energy inputs. So we didn't have additional energy inputs due to RO or that kind of treatment. We prevented the addition of about 2 to 3 milligrams of carbamazepine from the Chesapeake Bay, which is really important for our bass fishermen who love to fish down the tributaries of the Chesapeake, and prevented the addition of about 1 kilogram of nitrogen from entering tributaries of Chesapeake Bay. I'd like to acknowledge John Godlip, who's the Office of Physical Plant Engineer that we work with closely, and Jim Lochran, PSU Farm Services. Thank you very much. Basically, organic carbon's distributed, most concentration is in the surface. Carbamazepine gets applied with wastewater, tightly sorbed to the organic carbon, so it tends to stay where the organic carbon is rather than get moved downward very quickly. So,
it's purely a sorption thing.
I think it's.
Sorption to OC becomes more persistent.
Yeah, I'm not. We haven't looked at that, so I don't know the answer to that question. Yes. Relatively, yes. There is some, if you look at, say, a 4 or 5 year period, there may be a 10 or 15% differential from 1 year to the next. Others? Oh, I know you, I know.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Your question. The question is, if we go out and take 20 samples, will we see the same degree of variability? Obviously, more samples, we're going to limit the error bars somewhat. But I think it's just due to the fact that there's a huge variation in what's going on at the site. It's not a level topography. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.